Today, we join the disciples in a boat on a lake as they experience trust and fear, faith and doubt, and we learn with them how important it is to keep focused on Jesus and on his call for our lives. Come to God who calls you in Christ. Come as you are, for God is with you. Come as you are, for God works in you. Come as you are, for God walks alongside you. Come to celebrate God's blessing, the gift of life. Come to rejoice in the grace of God, the gift of hope. Come to be glad in the glory of God, the gift of love.
The Lord reigns. Let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim. Let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The King is mighty. He loves justice. You have established equity. In Jacob you have done what is just and right. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called on the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept his statutes and the decrees he gave them. Lord our God, you answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, though you punished their misdeeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain. For the Lord our God is holy.
Let's pray together. Father God, we bring you this morning our fears and our joys, our hopes and our anxieties, knowing that you are a God who reaches out to us, who welcomes us, and who through Jesus brings us safely aboard the boat of your love. So we pray in his name and offer our lives to your glory. Amen.
Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified.
"It's a ghost,"
they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them,
"Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you,"
Peter replied,
"tell me to come to you on the water." "Come,"
he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out,
"Lord, save me."
Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him.
"You of little faith,"
he said,
"why did you doubt?"
And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying,
"Truly, you are the Son of God."
Today's story of Peter walking on the water is a cracking story. It's a story full of action and one that speaks to us of faith. For this is what it means to have faith, to put into action that which we believe. Faith begins with an encounter with the living God. At the center of our Christian faith is the person of Jesus, God revealing himself to us in the ministry and the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For us, it stands at the center of all history. But history moves on. God continues to be at work, moving the story forwards in all the complexity of human interaction across time and across a very diverse world. Our faith is not in a God who promises us an easy life, but in one who meets us in the everyday and in our fears and calls us to get involved. At times we might be overwhelmed like Peter falling beneath the waves. It may be personal circumstances, maybe an illness or a bereavement or a broken relationship or unemployment. Or it might be society's ills. Things like violence and racism and prejudice, or maybe what's going on globally feels like a storm, conflict, people's homelessness, those who are refugees, those in poverty and in debt, those natural disasters, and of course the coronavirus itself. These things do seem to us sometimes as though we're being buffeted by all the storms of life. We can feel at sea, adrift, in a tiny, vulnerable boat with no help at hand at all. Jesus, in those moments, comes to us as he came to his disciples saying, "Don't be afraid." And he calls us to action, to get our hands dirty, to get involved. And it's tempting for us, like so many of those disciples, to stay in the boat, clinging to what little security it provides. But Peter, bless him, good old Peter, he gets up out of the boat and starts to walk towards Jesus. Faith isn't about having all the answers, getting it all sorted out. It's about taking risk, about taking real action. Often we are afraid and therefore we are very inactive. It can stop us doing anything, our fears. We become helpless and immobile. Faith is not about being unafraid, but facing our fears and taking the risk. So often we do build our lives around the avoidance or the minimizing of risk, but God calls us to step out in faith in him and for him. Peter, he steps out of the familiarity of the boat, a place of expertise and experience, somewhere he knew he was in control. And he steps onto the stormy seas. He moves into unknown territory, a place that he's never been before. Why? Why does he do that? He does it because he's seen Jesus. He does it because he's met Jesus. He does it because he trusts Jesus. Jesus has given him the courage and confidence he needs to move from what he knows to what he does not know. In other words, move to personal faith. This passage is very much about Peter as well as it is about Jesus. We're not surprised by Jesus walking on the water, miracle though it is. It's Peter that captures our interest. He's so much like us. We know a huge amount about Peter from the New Testament and we can relate to him. He's chosen by Jesus despite his failings. He's stupid enough to think he can walk on water. And of course he does. He sticks with Jesus through everything. Yes, he lets him down. But he takes the risk and the suffering until he's so transformed, as we will be seeing again in a few weeks' time, that even his shadow heals the sick. In just a few chapters, Peter's transformation is remarkable. Peter starts off so well in this story, but he takes his eyes off Jesus, as we all do in the storm. And then he looked at the waves. It's like he hasn't noticed them before. Perhaps when we keep our eyes on Jesus, we don't notice so much the problems and difficulties around us or even within us. But what was Peter thinking? Does he believe that he can walk on water? We need to remember that Peter is Jewish. As such, he would have had a good Jewish upbringing and education, an education centred around the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, the books of Moses. And Peter would be memorising those stories word for word, and those like Peter who are really keen would go on to seek to become disciples of a rabbi. And they'd want to find a good rabbi and they'd want to emulate that rabbi. Disciples just don't want to know what the rabbi knows. They want to be like the rabbi. They want to do what the rabbi does. And that's why perhaps Peter feels Jesus is walking on the water. I too can walk on the water. I will do what he is doing. And of course, let's not forget it, he does, just at least for those few steps. But then he takes his eyes off Jesus. And Jesus reaches down and rescues him. He always will. Jesus is there for us. He will stop us from sinking. And Jesus looks at Peter and he says to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" I'm not sure that Jesus is asking whether or not Peter was doubting him. I think possibly Peter was doubting himself. Could he really be like Jesus? Could he really do what Jesus was doing? Could he really be everything that he wanted to be? Believing in God is important, but we need to know this morning that God believes in us. He believes that we can actually be the kind of people that we were meant to be. People of love and compassion and peace and forgiveness and hope. People who try to do the right things all of the time, even when nobody's watching. Who can act on endless opportunities around us every day for good, for beauty and for truth and for righteousness. It's easy to feel that we're not good enough. It's easy to lose faith in ourselves. It's easy to doubt ourselves. Have we got what it takes? But God has faith in us. And when Peter fails as he did, and he will, and so will you and I, Jesus reaches down and pulls us up. It's a picture of a cross held by a hand that was used as a frontispiece for a book of poems written by Dora Greenwell many, many, many years ago. It had a Latin inscription, "Et tenio et tenior," I hold and I am held. The phrase was picked up by Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the founder of Spurgeon's College, where once upon a time I trained. It's my motto. The college motto, "Et tenio et tenior," I hold to the cross and I am held by the cross. I cling to Jesus for all I'm worth, but I know too that he reaches out his hand and he holds on to me. And that's my security. It's not that I can achieve, it's not my perfection that will count, because I have none. It is simply to the cross I cling, and knowing that he will hold on to my hand. It's like the parent and the child, where they're holding hands, and it's the parent clinging on to the child next to the road so that they are safe, but the child also clinging on to the parent for security. God believes in you, and he believes in me. He believes that we can live as Jesus lives. The problem is we find it so hard to believe that ourselves. Charles Haddon Spurgeon went on to write this prayer. "I commit myself to you, O faithful Creator, to your keeping, O Saviour of the pierced hand, to your keeping, O Eternal Spirit, who is able to keep me from falling and to make me holy." Amen. That's such a prayer. And I pray it for myself. I pray it for you today. Let us be people of great faith. And when we doubt, know that our God is there for us. Let us take steps of faith. Not just baby steps, but great big giant leaps of faith. As we risk all for the one who risked all for us this week. I'm going to invite you to walk on water for the glory of the Lord Jesus.